pray for that.
Oh, yes.
Do you ever use an expression like by and by?
Mm-mm.
Thank you very much.
I've heard it. Older people.
How would they say it?
We'll get there by and by. That'll happen by, you know, by and by, meaning sooner or later it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually it will.
Does that sound really old-fashioned to you, though?
Yes.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say they're awfully...
careless.
Okay. And you said there's nothing really wrong with that, Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Say that again.
There's nothing really wrong with it, but sometimes she acts kind of...
crazy.
What else did you say?
Silly.
Did you ever use a word like queer or quarrel?
Queer, well, yeah, it all depends on what you mean. When you said that, oh, what were you talking about? There's nothing really wrong with her. Sometimes she acts a little queer.
What would queer mean if you used it in that context?
Well, it could mean what you're saying. There's nothing wrong with her. Sometimes she, well, I, rather than using queer in that particular, I'd probably say odd or strange. Queer to me is a person, homosexual, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How long has the word queer meant homosexual? I mean, is that something that, as soon as you, is that something in the past 5 or 10 years, or is that?
Well, I've heard that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as I can, I'll remember there being a distinction between male, female, homosexual.
What would you ever use the word queer as a noun, call someone a queer and not mean homosexual?
Mm-hmm.
How would it be used then?
Perhaps if I'm angry and looking for another adjective, I'd say you're a queer acting person. You really, you know, get on my nerves or something like that. But like I said, I more than likely would say odd, strange.
And a person who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way. He's not going to listen to you. What would you call him?
Stubborn.
Okay. And someone that you can't tease at all. He'll just lose his temper at anything.
Stick in the mud.
Okay. And say if something had happened to embarrass someone, you'd say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little...
sensitive.
Hmm?
Sensitive.
What else?
Touchy.
Okay. And you say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
upset. Uptight.
Okay. And if he's not speaking to you, you'd say he's...
he's not speaking.
Or he's really...
ignoring. Well, he's mad. Angry.
And
hurt.
If someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them to just...
wait a minute. Cool it.
Or just keep...
calm.
Hmm?
Calm.
Say the whole thing. Just...
just keep calm or keep cool.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other way of saying that?
Exhausted.
Or you just completely...
exhausted.
What about using the expression wear out?
Worn out. Well, if I would say it, it would be just completely worn out.
Okay. Is that something you use for?
Most of the time I use, I'm very tired, I am exhausted. I have said, in saying that, I am just completely worn out.
If a person had been well, and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
found out.
Or when was it that they, what, sick?
Got sick.
And if a person had gone out in the rain and came in with sneezing and everything, you said he went out in bad weather and he...
caught a cold.